Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey folks, Dan Freya here with your closing bell for November 8th, 2024. What a week we had. So we had the election come through, that kind of turned the market on its ear. And then yesterday the Federal Reserve came out and they cut rates 25 basis points, exactly what the basically what the markets were expecting and the Federal Reserve was expecting. So my concern at this point was, basically based on the thumbnail this morning and the video this morning, will these gains last? So let's get over to the bond market right now because the gains are not lasting. The MBSs were up about 25 earlier and now they're basically zero. So let's get over to it, see what's happening behind the scenes. Here's what the MBS market is done over the last 2 days. But if you take out yesterday's gains, here's where we are. So basically we came out of the gate skyrocketing this morning. You're gonna see all these lenders came out with better rates, better rates, better rates, and then it gave it all back. But the good news is still we're up still from where we were yesterday and kind of at the beginning of the week as well. Here's where we were at the beginning of the week over through here. So we're still up from there. And what this tells us, this is a mortgage bond. So it gives us the price. So how you need to understand this is if the price goes up on this bond, yields come down. That's how it works. There's a yin yang effect. So we like when the price goes way up and we don't like when it comes down. So today we had an up and both a down. So Rick Santelli is going to explain this to us real quick. But before we go there, let's see how the broad markets are doing right now. The equity markets are still way in the green. Dow Jones up 250, S&P up, NASDAQ up, Russell's up, and the VIX is at 14. Pretty awesome there. On the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin's down about 160, but it was at 64,000 about a month ago. So this is it's on a tear. Now let's get over to oil. And the reason why I watch oil is because oil is the lifeblood of our economy. So if oil prices go down, that means the cost on a lot of things are going to come down, bringing inflation down. So it says right through here, oil falls 2% on receding U.S. hurricane risks and lackluster China stimulus. So that's helping tremendously on the oil front. So that's where we are there. So let's get to Rick Santelli and see if he can make heads or tails of all this mess. And then we'll take it from there. So take it away, Ricky.
Let's get to Rick Santelli in Chicago for a really memorable, momentous, historic week. Rick, I was on the desk that night. The election results were rolling in, bond yields were shooting up, and now they've shot back down.
Well, it all depends on what your time frame is, because yes, what you're saying is true. And even right now, we have yields in twos, threes, fives higher, and we have yields in tens, 20s, and 30s lower. But let's look Friday to Friday. Friday to Friday, right now at 4.25, two-year yields are up 4 basis points on this wild week, and 10-year note yields at 4.30 are down 8 basis points. So there's been curve movement. So what's a retail, non-institutional investor to do, like many of you watching? Let me give you 90 seconds worth of quick ideas here. If you look at T-bills, that's a good thing. Everybody likes them. But remember, they tend to be shorter term, and the Fed is lowering rates. The last four-week bill auction we had earlier in the week, the yields were 4.515, six-month 4.26. Now, we can also turn to fixed income. We had auctions this week. Fixed income securities fall into two buckets. You have sovereigns and corporates. On the sovereign, we had three-year auction, 4.15 was the yield. We had a 10-year, 4.35. Yield curve is steeper, and we don't know what President Trump's administration and some of the notions he has are necessarily going to do, but I think look for a steepening yield curve. So if you do bills, remember, the short-term yields are probably going to ease back. Mid and longer-term yields might be stubbornly higher, so you want to pick the right maturity, maybe somewhere in the 3 to 5 year area is best. On the corporate side, remember, unlike sovereigns, there's some credit risk on corporates, so you want to pick high-quality companies. But remember, historically, the extra yield you get to take that risk is very small. And finally, my favorite, if you want to keep it really easy until we know how all this is going to pan out, high-yield savings accounts. They're FDIC insured. They're pretty flexible. They do float, so you're going to see your rate move around, most likely a little bit lower, but they're right around 4.5% right now. And there are some restrictions and fees. So no matter what you want to do, just remember one thing, that if you buy a fixed income security, sovereign or corporate, be happy with your yield, because if you sell it before it matures, you have market risk. If you hold it to maturity, you get all your money back. Kelly, back to you.
Rick, I'm just going to take it real quick. 442, is that now you think, Rick?
Let's take it from there. So when he talks about sovereign debt, what he talks about is government debt. The federal government doesn't have enough money, so they're issuing debt, and those are usually in treasuries. So then what he said, too, is when you buy a bond, this is educational tool for those out there that are investors. When you buy a bond, let's say the bond has a yield at 5%, okay? It yields you 5% if you hold it all the way to maturity. But let's say you want to sell it. You need the money, or for some reason you need to sell it. You're going to lose money because you have to hold that a bond to maturity. Otherwise, you have to sell it at a discount. So that's kind of what he was explaining there. But he made a lot of good context there. So we don't know what the Trump administration is going to do. We don't know how tariffs are going to react. We don't know what China's going to do. So the dust is starting to settle. But at least, basically the markets are starting to stabilize a little bit. And the election was just over and the Federal Reserve cut yesterday. So let's let the dust settle till next week. Then we come back. We'll see if the market's starting to stabilize. But let's get over to first right through here. Expectations. This just came in. It was hot off the wire at Yahoo. And you can see it right through here. November 8th at 10:45 this morning. And it says inflation expectations fall to the lowest level since December of 2020. And Federal Reserve Powell mentioned it yesterday. He says the lag time on the housing part of the inflation number is starting to come, become current, and that's going to drive down the inflation rate as well, because the housing is a huge component of the overall inflation numbers that we see on a daily basis. And then next Tuesday, we're going to talk about these. So on Stock Talk Tuesday, we talk about ETFs. We built this portfolio, so make sure you tune in on next Tuesday at Stock Talk with Dan Frio, and we're going to talk about investing, how to invest, what products to invest, just like Rick Santelli said. You know, look at maybe short midterm maturity bonds. But again, on this channel, we focus in on real estate. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not giving you advice on what to do. I'm just basically, here's what I'm going to tell you to do for sure. Don't buy any stocks. Don't buy any bonds. Make sure you check with your advisor or you do your own research before doing so. Just use my information for educational purposes only. So that's my report for today. So hopefully you find value in my videos daily. If you're out there looking for a mortgage, okay, you're looking to try to buy that first house. Maybe you're looking to try to buy that first investment property. Maybe you closed last year and your rate's 7.5%. And now rates are, down a little bit. Maybe it's 6.9, but you have an FHA loan at 7.5. You can get 6.3. Those are areas where maybe you can refinance. So no matter what, go to therateupdate.com. You're going to find out all information about me and my team. If you're looking to buy that first house, please make sure you check the grant finders be in here. If you're looking for a rate comparison, here's what I need you to do. If you're closing 30 days or more from now and your rate is locked, please upload it into here. What we are here is I'm actually a loan officer, but we're also a mortgage broker. Okay, so we're set up with about 50 different lenders right now. So what we're going to do with your loan estimate is we're going to check it against all 50 lenders, okay? But if you're new to this and you want to put in your application, the cool thing here is it's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over to 50 different lenders to make sure you're getting the lowest price in the market at the time. So that's my video for this week. We're ending now. Please check out tomorrow's video. I got a special video coming out tomorrow that's kind of cool. But other than that, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. God bless. Take care of yourself. Make sure to hug a loved one, because they're not guaranteed to be there tomorrow. So take care, folks. I'll see you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.